It is really wonderful to be with so many people. On a beautiful day of wind and sun, in a quiet room, being together, sitting together or lying down, sitting on the floor or in chairs, it doesn't matter. There's this wonderful sense of friends and strangers. The word stranger sounds strange. People we haven't had a conventional meeting with, but this unconventional meeting of being together quietly, this unusual way of being. And the feeling here is that it's working very well. We were worried before the weekend. How will this go? So many people haven't been here before, and the feeling is there's nothing to worry about. That this quiet works for us. It's not something we make happen. That's the product of any individual effort. Or it's not the product of any kind of effort. But somehow we take some time away from our busy lives. Come to a place to be together and to see what happens when we're not constantly running about trying to get things done, to see if it's possible to rest in stillness, and to kind of let that stillness take over. It's amazing. It happens. Most of the time, most of the work and even in the leisure of one's life, my life, I think I have to do something. To try to relax. It's strange. In a sense here, especially today, there's no need to try at all. There's no need to do anything. Walking before the talk, in the break time, feeling that the ground felt soft. Maybe it's all the rain we've had, but there was just something very easy about the step, the steps in the freshly mowed trails, the beautiful trails, and then the grasses and the flowers to the side. and the startling and amazing beauty of the sky, a few clouds here and there. Walking by the pond, a chorus of bullfrogs, or some kind of frogs. And usually when you walk by, you hear the plop of them jumping in, but whatever it was today, they just kept on. Not to be bothered by people. You can't write music like that. And the beauty of the skimmers. You can't say the pond was blue or green or brown. Everything varied, alive, sparkling, clear. Flowers opening, trees fruiting, flowering, leafing, the leaves trembling in the wind or shaking, however we want to put it. Movement and yet stillness. This quiet isn't a dull, dead thing, is it? It's incredibly alive. When I came back from the walk, I noticed somebody looking at the bulletin board. And there was a picture of a gray and white cat. Sort of congratulating myself in thought. After this last retreat, I didn't make any dog references or dog stories, as I want to do. But that triggered some thinking. The picture of the cat, the quotation above. Lately, our cat, Barney, has been doing what cats do a lot, and sitting in the window. In an amazing, still way, you can't sneak up on him. And if I touch him, he doesn't flinch. He's not asleep. He's not out of it. There's awareness of everything. I'm pretty sure. It's just so visible. Like the posture. And yet, he's had no training that I know of, no online courses. Instruction, the body, whatever it is, the cat, the world, the pond and the frogs, the trees, grass. Everything working beautifully, quietly. Can we say effortlessly? There's lots of energy. But I think this effort is a human invention, a thought invention. This feeling that I have to do something or else everything will fall apart. Well, everything does fall apart. Whatever we do. the doing, the wanting. It's a moving away, isn't it? I want to be a better meditator. This is my first day, or this is my 30th year. I wish I was quiet more often, had more days like this. My life is so jumbled up. Is there some way to change that? To bring about peace? And what comes up is to leave, not to be opposed or not be in favor of the questions, but just to let them be. To see what's possible. But what's also coming up in this moment is that we really can't predict what'll happen down the road. But we can begin to wonder, we can wonder if it's possible. As Tony used to say, to stop, look, and listen. Here, at this moment. Not necessarily to listen to anything in particular. And maybe also to wonder if it's possible if and when the thoughts appear, that seem to break the silence, or the, not the random thought, but the series of thoughts, the continuous stream. Somebody used to say the repetition. If it's possible to listen, just like that, but somehow we weight our thoughts, give them added import. Because what? Because I think it? Do I think it? Does someone sit here and decide what to think? Sometimes perhaps we feel we have a work problem or a scientific problem and we give some time to think about it. But isn't it most of the time just coming off the tape or the CD, the program? And then I feel I shouldn't think that, or I shouldn't think at all. But that's another thought, isn't it? Awareness or listening, whatever we call it, the sense here is that it's not judging. The listening isn't taking sides, trying to find out what the right way to be is. It's actually with what's here. How's that? What's that? I don't know. I thought I knew. Because I usually don't stop. It's the neat thing about sitting quietly. The feeling here is that the energy of this quiet stillness, of the motionlessness of the sitting, encourages or allows, creates some space for noticing what's here. It's kind of radical. And then if on the walk there's suddenly a flower, it normally just go right by it. It's a daisy. But stopping, looking, being with it, it's what is it? Wow. It's so fresh, so beautiful. And the tendency is to even resist looking here at things like thought, emotion, and wondering what's going on. What is this? And if it's something emotional, a flash of anger or fear, get rid of it. Or else try to justify, well, I really do have something to be angry about, pissed off about. I gotta tell people off. Getting really caught up in the content and not listening. Going kind of in the ordinary way, in the narrow channel, the usual. And yet, as was mentioned, in this spaciousness or this breadth of listening, awareness, it is, I'm not going to put it in a question form, it is possible to see something in a new light or be surprised by the ordinary. We don't have to stay with the poetry of flowers and water. The ordinariness of a thought, a very, well, it's not repetitious if it's seen in this moment. It's not old stuff. And it may not have to go on. The sense here is that it's the trying to ignore, the trying to squelch, because this doesn't fit my image. I'm not an angry person. I'm not fearful. And yet, here are these thoughts, these churnings in the stomach. It's not about what kind of person I am, but just what's happening. With no filters. It's even coming up, I'll try this out, possibly with some kindness. By that I don't mean to put on something or to try to be kind. But again, maybe it surprises one that I don't have to be afraid of fear or angry about anger. Just curious. Friendly in the sense of not fighting. Here's the stuff that happens. What is it? What about it? new. It's here. And maybe in this light of seeing, of whatever we want to call it, the words don't quite touch it. All of the energy of suppression and avoidance falls away. It's not that important. I don't have to protect, defend myself, explain myself. Maybe even beginning to wonder what I'm calling myself. Becoming interested. I use this phrase so much. And not saying we have to get rid of the self or become egoless or that we're all one, but just to wonder at the weight of a thought that isn't observed, that isn't allowed to be here, that's pushed away, ignored. So what do I mean when I say, I'm this and I'm that? I'm apart, separate. I'm so sure of that, it even goes without saying. But in this opening, open wondering, there's no sacred cows, nothing that can't be touched. Well, maybe that's not true. Maybe I do say, okay, I'll go this far, but not that. This is my core belief. But what's the harm? Even to find out what a belief is. To listen, to wonder. And in that listening, in that pausing, there can be a real quieting. Just in that turning the attention, the cat in the window, can't be disturbed. The cat in the garden. Quietly watching. There was a need, there'd be an action, and then there's repose, quiet. If words come out, they can be heard, seen, listened to. An amazing field of listening. Tony used to make the word awareness into a verb, of awaring, being, of no thing. Of everything. Perhaps there's some uneasiness with the quiet. It's not the way things normally are. And just watching thought get busy. Better think about something. We don't say that, but the antenna is out. Find something. Something to do, something to think about. Some entertainment. And watching that. In this spaciousness. And maybe it doesn't have to take over. It's seen that it's like a twitch. Or maybe there's a feeling that it's safer to stay with the ordinary. Even if the ordinary is pain, suffering, fear, or just confusion, or just this constant wanting things to be different. Like I said, a twitch, like a muscle spasming. So be it. It's kind of neat to just watch what happens. If that's possible. For moments at a time, not to feel, oh, I shouldn't feel this way, I shouldn't think this way. Shouldn't, should, shouldn't. And maybe even watching that. The ping pong match of shoulds and shouldn'ts. And then resting in the watching, in the seeing. I came this morning intending to talk about something totally different. So much for intentions. But one more thing that's coming to mind, and I was pausing for a minute to see if I could get it right, is a little poem that a friend of ours really likes, and that I like. So I'm just working the memory a little bit. It's not very long. And this is a poem by Basho, Japanese poet. I don't know the dates. Sitting quietly, spring comes. The grass grows all by itself. Perhaps that's enough talking for this morning. There's a period of time before lunch. I don't think we have a walking period now, but people can walk in the dining room or outside or keep sitting. So that's the end of the talk. Mm-hmm.